1620 94.5 WTAW, May's regular meeting of the College Station ISD School Board included approving health insurance rates and discussion of pay increases for the 2024-25 school year. The board approved the administration's recommendation that the district increase its health insurance contribution by an average of 6%, and employees also paying an average increase of 6%. Superintendent Tim Harkrider pointed out CSISD contributes $150 to $200 a month more towards employee health insurance than comparable districts. Harkrider says that's something more employees, current and prospects, need to review along with their salary.
We work with our admin team and HR to really target and have potential employees dig into what they're currently paying on their insurance part because they don't pay attention to it because they don't look at the itemized deductions. They're just looking at the bottom line.
As for the CSISD board and administration's discussion about pay raises for the next school year, Chief Financial Officer Amy Draw says administrators are recommending to not change what's known as step increases for returning teachers, librarians, and nurses.
As they gain a year of experience, we could change that and lower it, but we wouldn't. So those teachers that stay with us would get that additional step. So that cost us just shy of $500,000. And then there's benefits, additional TRS, Medicare, that sort that comes along with that.
Superintendent Tim Harkrider telling board members to expect a recommendation for cost of living raises in June.
We also have to realize that our most important resource is our teachers and staff members. And so based on our current fund balance, based on the unknown, I still feel like it's the best interest of the school district that we have to give a raise moving forward.
CSISD administrators and board members continue to expect no additional state money for the next school year. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.